This is episode 688 of the AWS podcast, released on October 7th, 2024.
Welcome, everyone, to the AWS podcast. I am your host for today, Jillian Ford, and it's just going to be me on this update show. To get right into it, we've got a pretty quick one today. So analytics is up first. OpenSearch 2.15, with that, you can now leverage the OR1 instances for your existing Amazon OpenSearch service domains. OR1 delivers up to 30% price performance improvements over existing instances and uses Amazon S3 to provide 11 nines of durability. Amazon Managed Streaming for Apache Kafka now allows you to set up multi-VPC and cross-account private connectivity on Amazon MSK clusters configured with any of the MSK-supported authentication mechanisms. Next topic is artificial intelligence. We're excited to announce that Amazon SageMaker Studio now supports automatically shutting down applications after a period of inactivity. I really like this one because a lot of people are looking for ways to be able to cost optimize their machine learning workloads. And I think this one is a no-brainer of just being able to make sure that it can shut down when you're not using it. So this is a huge one. The Jamba 1.5 model family from AI21 Labs is now available in Amazon Bedrock. Jamba 1.5 Large and 1.5 Mini are cutting-edge foundation models designed for enterprise applications. With a 256K effective context window, one of the longest on the market, these models enable customers to tackle complex tasks like lengthy document summarization and analysis. AWS Chatbot now enables customers to interact with Amazon Bedrock agents from Slack and Microsoft Teams chat channels. AWS Neuron introduces Neuron Kernel Interface. This is a program interface for AWS Trainium and Inferentia. This enables developers to build optimized compute kernels for new functionalities, optimizations, and science innovations. This release adds support features and performance improvements for model training and inference. Amazon now adds content credentials to images created using Amazon Titan Image Generator V1 and V2 to increase transparency around AI-generated content. Content credentials are based on an open technical specification developed and maintained by the Coalition for Content Provenance and Authority, a cross-industry standards development organization. Now on to compute. Amazon EC2 Instance Connect now supports IPv6. Customers moving to IPv6 can now connect to their instances with a single click or command using EC2 Instance Connect over IPv6. AWS announces the general availability of EC2 X8G instances. These instances are powered by AWS Graviton 4 processors and deliver up to 60% better performance than AWS Graviton 2-based Amazon EC2 X2GD instances. X8G instances offer up to 3 TIB of total memory and increased memory per vCPU compared to other Graviton 4-based instances. They have the best price performance among EC2X series instances and are ideal for memory-intensive workloads such as EDA workloads, which is electronic design automation, in-memory databases, relational databases, real-time big data analytics, real-time caching servers, and memory-intensive containerized applications. AWS Lambda now supports tagging event source mappings and code-signing config resources. Tags are simple key-value pairs that customers can assign to AWS resources to easily organize, search, identify resources, and control access. Next topic is cost management. AWS Cost Explorer offers purchase recommendations for Amazon DynamoDB reserved capacity. DynamoDB reserved capacity allows you to save up to 77% compared to provision capacity pricing in exchange for a usage commitment over a 1 or 3 year term. With these new recommendations, you can make informed purchases of DynamoDB reserved capacity in minutes, making it even easier to optimize your DynamoDB spend. One quick update in customer engagement. Amazon SES has launched a new feature through the Virtual Delivery Manager Advisor, which aims to increase awareness among customers when their complaint rates approach or exceed levels allowed by best practices. The next topic is databases. We're announcing Node.js support for Valky General Language Independent Driver for Enterprise, also abbreviated as GLIDE. GLIDE is an open source client library for Valky, an open source key value data store that supports a variety of workloads, such as caching, and message queues. With this launch, GLIDE supports Java, Python, and Node.js. GLIDE is one of the official client libraries for Valky, and it supports all of Valky commands. Amazon Keyspaces for Apache Cassandra now supports add column for multi-region tables. Amazon RDS Performance Insights now supports Aurora cluster-level configuration. Amazon RDS for SQL Server supports minor versions in September 2024. The new minor versions include SQL Server 2016 13.00.6445.1, SQL Server 2017 14.00.3475.1, SQL Server 2019 15.00.4390.2, and SQL Server 2022 16.00.4140.3. Next topic is developer tools. Coreto 23 is now available for download. Amazon Coreto is a no-cost, multi-platform, production-ready distribution of OpenJDK. AWS CodeBuild now supports managed GitLab runners. AWS announces the general availability of the AWS SDK for Swift, the official AWS solution for accessing AWS from applications built with the Swift programming language. Next topic is end-user computing. AWS End User Computing Services announced that customers can use Federal Information Processing Standard 140-3 validated cryptography endpoints with their Workspaces secure browser portals. Amazon Workspaces announces support for graphics bundles, G4DN instances for Workspaces pools. One quick update in front-end, web, and mobile. AWS Amplify now supports asynchronous AWS Lambda invocations from your AWS AppSync API. This new feature allows you to invoke Lambda functions asynchronously, enabling your API to handle more complex, long-running processes without blocking the response to the client. One update in the Internet of Things. AWS announces the general availability of new capabilities and usability improvements for the AWS IoT Device Management Software Package Catalog and AWS IoT Device Management Jobs. There's actually a bunch here, so let me get into them. So the first is you can associate and store industry standard software bill of material files with package versions to gain granular insights into your software's composition, enabling you to proactively identify and mitigate of potential security risks. The next is you can simplify your version deployment workflows through sample deployment instruction sets, and these are going to be referred to as recipes. Third is you can utilize the new package and version placeholders in job documents to specify the destination version attributes, eliminating the need to manually input those attributes for every single package version update. Number four is you can store artifacts associated with each software version in an S3 bucket and reference those locations within the SPC for streamlined version deployments. Number five, set desired package versions as default and reference them in a job document to quickly retrieve associated metadata and deployment instructions during version deployment. Number six, you can specify a S3 pre-signed URL placeholder with bucket name and unique object key in a job document to securely retrieve or upload artifacts from a specific location. And the last is view job document and metadata before and after parameter substitution to gain visibility into the deployment. Next is management and governance. This is a good one. AWS CloudFormation GitSync now supports pull request workflows to review your stack changes. With this launch, you get a clear overview of the changes in your deployments within the pull request. CloudFormation GitSync will automatically post the change set information as comments to each new pull request created or updated in your repository. You're then able to review the proposed changes and then deploy the changes by merging the pull request. Amazon CloudWatch Synthetics now supports canary tag replication to associated AWS Lambda resource. AWS Resource Explorer introduced a new search operator that powers the complete discovery of tagged AWS resources across services, AWS regions, and AWS accounts. Few updates in media services. You can now use the bandwidth reduction filter in AWS Elemental Media Live to improve encoding efficiency. The bandwidth reduction filter improves video encoding efficiency by an average of 7%, reducing bandwidth and storage while maintaining comparable video quality. You can save on transmission, content distribution, and storage without compromising the viewing experience. AWS launched volume discount pricing for AWS Elemental Media Convert, providing customers with on-demand pricing, which scales down as usage of the service goes up. AWS Deadline Cloud now supports the ability to sort an additional columns within step, task, and worker data and filter tasks by status. Next up is migration and modernization. We launched an enhanced monitoring dashboard for your AWS Database Migration Service tasks. You can now experience greatly improved monitoring capabilities for the database and analytics workloads DMS is processing as it moves data between different services and locations. AWS Transfer Family increases throughput and file sizes supported by SFTP connectors. AWS Mainframe Modernization File Transfer adds binary transfer and better performance. This provides compatibility with modernization tools that require data sets to be processed in their raw mainframe format. It can be used as part of refactoring, replatforming, or augmentation tool chains. We also have introduced performance enhancements that reduce the file transfer task startup time, enabling users to see data transfers begin in a matter of seconds and allowing for the swift execution of multiple transfer tasks. These new capabilities provide customers with greater flexibility and efficiency when transferring mainframe data to the cloud using the AWS Mainframe Modernization Service. Now on to security, identity, and compliance. AWS Directory Service for Managed Microsoft Active Directory now adds new capabilities to manage users and groups. That was a quick one. Now we've got storage. Amazon S3 is beginning to apply a default minimum object size of 128 kilobytes for S3 lifecycle transition rules to any S3 storage class. This change can help optimize your transition costs for datasets with many kilobyte-sized objects by reducing the number of transition requests. You can override this new default and customize the minimum object size for S3 lifecycle transition rules to any value. Amazon S3 Express One Zone now supports AWS KMS with customer-managed keys. And the last update of today's update show is AWS Elastic Disaster Recovery now supports recovery to AWS local zones. With this release, customers can launch recovered instances in a geography closer to their end users and data sources, which means lower latency and maintenance of data residency. That's a really cool update. I've never seen that something like that before. And that is it for today. If you have feedback on the AWS podcast, or you just want to say hi, come to aws.amazon.com/podcasts, and there's going to be a big button called Submit Questions and Feedback. click the button, fill out the form, send us an email. We want to hear from you. So please reach out. And until next time, keep on building.